You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Monday afternoon. The United States Department of Agriculture, of course, released the numbers for the crop production report this morning and the World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimates. Daryl Good is on hand to go through those numbers with us and talk just a bit about them. Let's start with the corn production number. From the report, it might be useful to remember that this now is the largest crop ever harvested in the United States.
Yeah, the forecast for a crop just about 13.8 billion bushels, if that actually materializes, would be our largest crop, mostly coming from the acreage side. USDA did not change their forecast of harvested acres from what we saw in June. Whether that will eventually change or not when we get FSA data, we'll see. But so we've got big acres and a reasonable yield forecast on corn at just over 154 bushels per acre. That probably is a little bit less than the market was looking for, 3 to 4 bushels, probably shy of the average trade guess. And so 13.8, and the question is, how will that change going forward in September and again October, November?
State-by-state breakdowns surprise you at all anywhere across the board?
You know, I think the relationships here in the middle of the country were a little bit surprising. Illinois at 165, Indiana 166, Minnesota 166, Iowa 163. I think the expectation was that the eastern Corn Belt states, Illinois and Indiana, would be much higher than Iowa and Minnesota, but basically the same number. So I think that mix was a little bit surprising to the market.
That leave upside potential for growth in the, not in the price, but upside potential of growth in the size of this crop?
I think there, if we have a full growing season, if we don't get cut short with an early freeze, I think there is perhaps room for the crop to get a little bit larger than the current forecast. We've got to wait a month now to see that, but that would be my expectation at this point.
Average season price for corn, cash price that is, up a dime on both ends.
Right. USDA did lower its projection of consumption, but in my opinion, they're still pretty generous on what they expect to use during the year ahead, probably in both the export market and in the feed market. Those numbers are smaller than projected last month, but still pretty robust. I'm a little bit concerned that the crop could get bigger and maybe consumption will fall a bit short of our expectations. And bottom line, you know, you're looking at carryover close to 2 billion bushels next year.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask. I was like, hey, wait a second, a bigger crop and smaller consumption. Those don't go well for average cash price. What do you think farmers ought to do about it? Anything?
Well, you know, In my judgment, I think there is moving forward over the next couple months, maybe a little bit of downside risk in the corn market. So I feel like any kind of rally coming out of this report might be an opportunity to do a little more pricing on new crop corn. We're low enough. I'm not sure how aggressive you really want to be, but there just doesn't seem to be much in the cards that's going to give us a robust recovery in corn prices over the next year. So get any kind of decent rally here near term, I think it would be an opportunity.
Soybean production forecast at 3.26 billion bushels.
Again, a bit smaller than the average trade guess by maybe 80 million bushels. USDA did lower its projection of soybean acres based on the resurvey that it did last month. And average yield of 42.6 bushels was maybe a full bushel below what the average market guessed. So looks like a smallish type soybean crop relative to early expectations. On the demand side, much like corn, the USDA did lower its projection of consumption of soybeans next year, both the domestic crush and exports, citing a combination of lower supplies and higher prices than forecast last month, and seeing a little more competition, I think, from Argentine exports during the year ahead. So the one figure that did stand out on the balance sheet is soybean oil used for biodiesel, projected at 4.6 billion pounds for the year just ending. That jumps up to 5.7 billion pounds next year. So I think USDA does see increased biodiesel production unless The RFS is amended substantially from what we're looking at right now. So I think that's a real positive on the balance sheet. I might also argue that export demand could be a little stronger than the revised production. So I think we may see a little bit tighter balance sheet actually on soybeans compared to what we're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm. On that soy oil number, just one item, as you look into 2014, is it possible if they don't go in and change the RFS, and I suspect they're going to have to at some point, but if they don't, that soybeans could manage, and you suggested this in the past, to hold up the price of corn, despite the fact that it probably would need to go to lower just in order to keep acreage in production?
Right. I think, you know, even if the RFS is amended, and I think it will be, I think the total advanced mandate will come down, but it still means that we need a fair amount of biodiesel during the year ahead. And so I think that would be enough to keep soybean domestic crush fairly supported. I mean, we're starting to use a third of our total oil supply for biodiesel. And probably does need to trigger a bit of an acreage response next year. And so, you know, that would come more in the 2014 crop futures. But I think we probably are in an era when we'll see soybean prices higher in relation to corn than what we've seen the past two or three years.
Thank you so much, Darrell.
Thank you.
Darrell Good, ag economist from the University of Illinois. This is the August 12 edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.